The Bush administration has made the USA Patriot Act a keystone in its fight against terrorism. The law was passed shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Since then, there's been growing opposition to it across the country. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
More than 100 communities, ranging from the state of Hawaii to the cities of Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Tucson, have passed resolutions expressing opposition to the Patriot Act. The act expands the federal government's powers to investigate suspected terrorists. For example, the new law authorizes federal agents to use a single wiretap order to tap every cell phone and email address a person may use. It permits the government to use secret search warrants to obtain health, school, and library records, and allows unprecedented sharing of information among domestic and foreign intelligence agencies. Under the Patriot Act, federal agents have the right to search homes, businesses, and even the mail for evidence of terrorist activity without notifying the person being targeted. Last week, Attorney General John Ashcroft testified before the House Judiciary Committee at an oversight hearing on the Patriot Act. Despite questions about the law encroaching on civil liberties, the Attorney General spoke resolutely in defense of the Patriot Act.
Let me state my view as clearly as possible. Our ability to prevent another catastrophic attack on American soil would be more difficult, if not impossible, without the Patriot Act. It has been the key weapon used across America in successful counter-terrorist operations to protect innocent Americans from the deadly plans of terrorists.
Despite Attorney General Ashcroft's determined defense of the Patriot Act, there is increasing opposition to the law. Here is Betsy Barnum of Minnesota. She's with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, which succeeded in getting the Minneapolis City Council to pass a resolution condemning the act.
I would probably quote Benjamin Franklin, people who are willing to give up their liberty for a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. It's just simply a false argument to say that it is because of our freedom that we are vulnerable to terrorism. We can neither protect our freedom by locking it up in a box and saying, well, our freedom is now safe. It's only freedom if we have it and can exercise it.
Barbara Comstock, spokeswoman for the Justice Department, has a different view of the Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act really was a modest updating of the law to enable us to deal with the terrorist threat. And when you look at our criminal laws, some of them just weren't designed to deal with the type of actions that a terrorist engages in. This was something that we had seen overseas, but it had never been brought home here.
Comstock argues that the most important provision of the Patriot Act is that it broke down barriers that prevented local, federal, and international intelligence agencies from sharing information about possible terrorist activity. And she describes much of the new law as the simple and logical updating of old laws to keep pace with advancing technology.
Once we had gone to court and established that we had somebody who we were concerned was either an international terrorist or a foreign spy, agent of a foreign power here, that we would be able to effectively track them, that if they dispose of a disposable cell phone or change phones periodically, change email accounts, that we would be able to track them. And so now we've just updated our technology to reflect how terrorists behave.
But the increased power given to government investigators under the Patriot Act has set off alarms. For example, librarians nationwide have joined to protest the government's ability to look through reading lists of library patrons. Here is Judith Krug of the American Library Association.
In the USA Patriot Act, there is a provision which allows FBI agents to access, and I'm quoting, any tangible thing, end quote, that might have relevance in an ongoing terrorist investigation. The problem, of course, is that any tangible thing has swept within its parameters a wide variety of records, including library circulation records and bookstore charge records and various other kinds of records.
Justice Department spokeswoman Comstock, however, views the power to look at library records as an investigative tool that helps to narrow attention on a specific suspect.
We do not go into any general, hey, we just want to find out what people are reading or what. It's a very case-specific type of situation. I think that's what people don't understand, that it's, you know, that wouldn't have to do with anybody else in the library.
In Washington, much of the opposition to the Patriot Act is being directed by the American Civil Liberties Union. One surprising ally for the ACLU is former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr, a conservative Republican. Barr is a former federal prosecutor and CIA official.
What they've done since 9/11 is to use the threat the fear of terrorism to justify all sorts of growth in government power, particularly in the criminal law area, that frankly is undermining the very foundation of our Bill of Rights, which is, in large measure, the Fourth Amendment. It used to be that the government could not gather evidence on you unless they had a good reason to do so. We basically thrown the Fourth Amendment out the window, and that's what's so particularly disturbing.
In addition to Barr, conservative groups including the Eagle Forum, Americans for Tax Reform, and the American Conservative Union have expressed strong reservations about the Patriot Act. Despite the objections from both conservatives and liberals, Justice Spokeswoman Comstock points out that the Patriot Act has withstood court challenges, and she notes that the law was enacted with overwhelming support in Congress.
Some of the different ordinances that have passed throughout the country, about 45% of them, almost half, are either in cities in Vermont, a very small population, or in sort of college towns in California. It's in a lot of the usual enclaves where you might see nuclear-free zones, or they probably passed resolutions against the war in Iraq.
The opposition to the Patriot Act shows no sign of stopping, however. Betsy Barnum of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee in Minnesota says an unusually wide cross-section of Americans are standing up to oppose the act.
The kind of people that have been involved in this movement here in Minneapolis and St. Paul have been not necessarily the usual political activist people, but in addition, people from the arts community, consultants, office workers, people of faith, engineers, people who voted for George Bush, people who supported the war in Iraq. This is the core of what it means to be an American, and people are just not willing to let go of it.
Last week, the Justice Department came under further criticism when its own Inspector General reported, quote, significant problems, end quote, with its handling of immigrants who have been detained under an expansive reading of immigration laws. The Attorney General says he was following the letter of the law. Before the Judiciary Committee last week, he asked Congress to expand his power under the Patriot Act. Such an expansion would no doubt further antagonize Ashcroft's critics. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.